I'm sorry I'm late, brother. Oh, I know we said this would be our cuddle night, and, well, I just couldn't get out of there. They knew I had a long-ass drive, too, but, well, you know how our parents can be. Mom, in particular. She's just so into her project. Every time I try to leave, she just comes up with another question. Ugh, I haven't even had a chance to change my clothes. Oh, it's gonna be so nice to get out of them. Man, I really shouldn't have picked this bra either. It's way too small. And I tell you, going an entire day with a bra that's too small for you, it's no bueno. Well, I picked it for you. It's cute, isn't it? Hope you appreciate it, because away it goes. Ugh. So glad to finally have it off. I didn't expect it to be that tight. That's so much better. I feel so free. Hey, why are you smirking at me like that? You've seen me change almost every day since I moved in. Well, I'm glad I can make you happy, you dork. Oh, this is your t-shirt, isn't it? Sweet. I found my nightwear. Thanks. Are you really going to tell me that you don't like it when I wear your clothes? Come on. I know, you know, I know you think it's hot. I mean, I know a lot of things, but at least I know when I'm wearing nothing but shirt and panties, you think it's really hot. Especially when it's just long enough that you can see the bottom of my panties and the curve of my butt. You want to know how I know? I'll do a twirl for you. Ta-da! And there we have that smirk again. I knew you thought it was sexy, so don't complain. No, shut up. Don't call me cute. It's sexy. Now scoot over. The bed is so warm. How long have you been waiting for me? Oh, man. I'm sorry. If I knew you'd be waiting for me like this, I would have come up with a better excuse to leave. Oh, well. I feel bad now. But why didn't you play on your Xbox or something? Aw. You're so sweet. Well, I'm here now. I was looking forward to our cuddle night, too. So, wrap your arms around me and hold me tight. yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, this is good. Nope. I'm very, very, very comfy. You know, Mom has just been so passionate about renovating our old rooms. She wanted me to help find furniture, wallpaper, plants, a lot of it. I know. I said I would help, so I can't really blame her. But, geez. She doesn't have to make it into such a big deal. It's also kind of bittersweet in a way, you know? Well, it's just the rooms that we grew up in won't exist anymore. I mean, they will, but they won't be our rooms. I think one will be a guest room and the other will be for training equipment and stuff. It's like, I know it's not a big deal, but I will just, I I will just miss having a home, you know? Okay. Why do you always gotta be so wholesome? Gives me a smile every time. But yeah, you're right. This is my home now. With you. Boop. What? I can't be silly. Well, speaking of not being silly, I actually kind of wanted to talk to you about something. It's a pretty serious topic, so if you don't feel like it, then we can do it later. No, I'm not breaking up with you. It's quite the opposite. Hey, you know, I love you. I love you. It's okay, just hear me out. I think we can finally start planning for our life together. For real. We're in a new place, over 100 miles from our parents. We've been here for about a month now, and no one knows we're siblings since we have different last names. It's like... It's like the trial period is over. It's like we made it. Everything is starting to fall into place. I finished my studies. You got a promotion at your job, and you have a solid salary. There's plenty of work opportunities for me, too. We've got a spacious apartment in a nice neighborhood. I think we found a place to settle down. I know we're only in our early 20s, but this is the best opportunity we would have in several years. Don't you feel the same way? Then, if you agree, if I said I wanted to take the next step, would you take it with me? What I mean with the next step is... I want to have your baby, brother. I really do. I'm serious. It's not like we're rushing into it. We've been together for what? 4 years now? I've always wanted to have a child, and I knew I wanted to have one with you before we actually started going out. Don't you want it too? We've only joked about it before, but I really think you feel the same way, don't you? We just gotta take the jump. Yeah? Yeah? You're serious? This isn't something you just tell me spontaneously right away to make me happy, is it? Yes. I'm so happy. Oh, I love you, brother. It's such a relief to know that you've been thinking about this too. Oh. You know what that would mean, though, right? We've talked about it before. Yeah. We'd have to tell our parents. We always knew we had to at some point. I don't know. They would be very upset, of course. They'd think it was a joke and call us crazy, but I honestly think they'd be sort of okay with it. I mean, not at first, but eventually, I think they would come around. right? They always said they'd never judge us, no matter who we fell in love with. This is hardly what they had in mind, but they know you can't choose who you love. It would take time for them to digest. Months, or maybe a year, maybe years, I don't know. There's obviously the possibility they won't accept it. And I don't know, that's scary to think about. We've talked about it so many times at this point, but it's just, it doesn't get easier. But we're still going to be together. No matter what, right? No matter what they say, no matter what they think, we'll be together forever and always. Good. So let's just hope they will accept us. Eventually. And I truly think they will. It's nice to hear that you think so too. Yeah, I know. It's one thing that they would never accept if, I don't know, my own brother made me pregnant. But I've thought about it too. And either they don't accept our relationship as is, or that's that. But if they do, I could say that I had an IVF. I don't know. It's one of those test tube babies. But no matter what, I want the baby to be yours. I know all this talk about our parents finding out must have been on your mind for a really long time. I know it has been for me. I've thought about it so much. I was thinking about it the whole drive here, trying to think of the right way to go about it, to you, to them. Well, with that being said, what do you think? Are you still on board? Because this would be the point of no return. I'm so happy right now. Yes, I'm sure about this. I want to be with you forever. And I've wanted to say this for so long, but brother, let's make a baby. Oh God, that is so dumb. I mean the way I said it is so dumb. I mean, come on, let's just do it. Let's get this cuddle night going for real. Oh, I'm so excited. And you know, I want your cock so bad right now. Oh man, just feeling you through your boxers is enough to make me feel hot. And you're already pretty hot too. Well, I mean, you always are, but you're also hot and hard. You're pretty hard, brother. Are you that excited to fuck your sister? Or is it the fact that we're going to try for a baby that really excites you? Oh. Your cock jumped in my hand when I said try for a baby. I didn't know it was such a turn-on for you. I'm getting really horny, too. Letting my brother impregnate me? Oh, fuck. That's hot. It's been my dream for so long. But There's this one thing I want to do before I take you my pussy. Can you guess? Yeah. I'm craving your cock, big brother. So, just stay where you are, and I'll scoot down. Take your pesky boxers off, and... Oh, fuck. Oh, you look so good. I bet you taste even better. Oh, brother. Why do I love your cock so much? Oh, it just tastes so fucking good. Stop? Why? I don't wanna. I wanna. Oh, okay. Yeah. We can do 69. It's been a while. Yeah, I'll turn around and you get your head between my legs. Oh, is this good? Oh, I know what it is for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, your tongue up my gullet. Oh, yes, it's good. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, your tongue in my pussy. Your cock in my mouth. Oh, this is heaven. Oh, fuck. It's cheating if you use your fingers too. I'm just using my tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop though. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, do you want me to use my hands too? Oh, jerk you off while I suck you off. Oh my god. It's been so long since we did this. I forget how amazing it feels. The taste. And the smell of your cock is making my mind go blank. No, I think I'm... Brother, I changed my mind. Stop, please. I'm gonna come. Stop, please. Don't. Oh, fuck. Don't finish me now. I wanna come with you. I wanna come with you. I want you to fill my pussy with your seed. Phew. Shit. I was so fucking close. I would have been so pissed if you made me come there. Well, thank you for listening. Okay. I'm turning back around now. I am going to miss your tongue on my pussy, though. You make me feel so good. But, hey. I can taste myself on you. Mm. discussing now, brother. Are you ready for me to sit down on your cock? Are you ready to impregnate your sister? I am too. I am so ready. Oh my God. Oh, I never get used to the feeling of your cock stretching my tight pussy. Oh, whenever you first put it in. Oh. It's such a good feeling. Oh, a pleasure building up. Just give me a moment. I want to adjust to you. I want you to feel me around you.
What? Oh, you want your shirt back? No. You can put your hand under there all you want, but I know what you're looking for. You're looking to see who's making these little pokies, right? Don't worry. I'll take it off for you. Here's the shirt. And here's my boobs. Aw, come on. Just grope me already, brother. No need to be so careful. Yeah. Like that. Go ahead. You can suck on them. I want to feel your lips on my nipples. It feels really nice when you gently rub my nipples between your teeth. Okay. I can't wait anymore, big brother. I'm gonna start writing you now. Up and down. Up and down. Your cock feels so warm. It's as if it's on fire. And I'm just getting hotter and hotter. Oh, fuck. I don't think I've been this turned on in my life. Oh. You look so happy, brother. And I'm happy, too. We had so much against us from the start. But here we are, making love. Despite everything. Your eyes are so beautiful, brother. When I look at them, everything is so clear. As long as the two of us are together, everything will be all right. We'll just make each other happy. No matter what. And it starts with your cum in my pussy. Not now. Not yet. I have to stop again. I'm sorry. I just feel so close, and I don't want it to be over yet. Hey, brother. I was just thinking that we should get married. A secret marriage. Just you and me. Yes, it's stupid, but it's kind of sweet, isn't it?
So, will you marry me? Yes, right here. Right now. Like this. There's never going to be a better moment, I'm telling you. Okay. Brother, do you take your sister as your lawfully wedded wife? And I take you, brother, as my lawfully wedded husband. You may now kiss your sibling. And now you may fuck a baby into her. Ready to go again? Sure. Get on top. I'll lie down. Okay, brother. My pussy is waiting for you. Just push your cock in me. Fill me up. Give me a baby. It feels good. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, kiss me again. Moan for me too, brother. Oh, please. I want to hear you. Oh, I won't hold back anymore. If you want to come, then just come. Oh, give me all of your seed. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah. Are you getting close? Me too. Oh, shoot your entire load inside me. You can watch my belly grow with the cute little baby. Your cute little baby and your cute little sister. Oh, come on. Oh, please. Oh, do it. Give it to me. Fuck me. Make me pregnant. Come on, brother. Breed your sister. Breed me, brother. Please, give me your cum. Every last drop of it, I need it. Now, I can't wait. Please, come with me. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. I can feel your cum gushing into me. Ah, it's so warm. There's so much of it. Fuck. Brother, you did it. You came inside your sister without protection. I love you too. I have to be the happiest girl in the world right now. How are you feeling, brother? You all right? Never been better, huh? Well, I'm glad I could satisfy you. No, you don't have to get off. It feels nice having you lay on me. And in me. You're not too heavy. You're just heavy enough to make me feel safe and loved. You're my weighted blanket. Sorry I kept you waiting earlier. I hope I made it up to you. This cuddle night was worth waiting for me. I hope you know we're gonna need even more cuddle nights from now on, right? Good. I didn't think you'd mind that much. I really love you, you know. I can't imagine a life where we couldn't be together. But from here on out, I will be truly happy. Because I'll be with you. Yes, it's cheesy and lame, but fuck you! It's true! You make me happy. Deal with it. And maybe there will be three of us before long. I can't wait.